Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Burke. The PM isn't concerned about a recession. Some economists claim the country's risk has moved from possible to probable following the RBA's 12th rate hike and fearing one more will tip us over the edge. But Anthony Albanese says his government will continue to take the pressure off inflation and provide cost of living relief.
We know people are doing it tough, and the decision by the Reserve Bank this week will place further pressure on families. But we need to continue as a government to do what we can to take that pressure off working families.
Canberra will ban Nazi symbols, which will make displaying them an offence carrying up to 12 months in jail. But a ban on the Nazi salute will be up to state governments. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says it will be put forward to Parliament next week.
I find it almost unthinkable that this legislation is even necessary. Thousands of Australians fought and died to defeat this evil, and thousands more found refuge in our country from the evils of the Holocaust.
Three people have been arrested after a police officer was run over and dragged under a car in Perth's east overnight. The officer has been left fighting for life in a hospital with critical injuries. Some good news for travellers. Planes will start flying out of the new Western Sydney International Airport from 2026. Qantas and Jetstar already signing up to operate domestic flights out of the airport. And staying in the skies, Rex has announced a new daily route between Hobart and Melbourne taking off from August. It feels like we've heard from everyone on who should replace Nathan Cleary in the Blues lineup for the rest of the Origin series. However, there's one big name who hasn't given his two cents. Enter Dolphins coach Wayne Bennett, who reckons Broncos playmaker Adam Reynolds is the right man for the job.
Calm, he's good, you know, and he's not someone who's going to be intimidated by the position.
And a great of Australian football, Rail Racic, has passed away aged 87. He was the first coach to take the Socceroos to a World Cup back in 1974.